where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
Sarnia Council docked City County Councilor Bill Dennis's pay for 2 days on Monday after agreeing in a 7-1 recorded vote that he violated the code of conduct. The suspension was recommended by Sarnia's integrity commissioner after he received a complaint following a meeting in October. Councilor Anne-Marie Gillis says elected officials must listen and understand what members of the public are saying without taking things personally.
When I read the report, I clearly felt that the person who made this IC complaint felt that they had been ridiculed in public, felt that they had been attacked in public, felt that they had been misunderstood in public, and when they themselves perceived themselves as only trying to help.
Councillor Terry Burrell voted against the motion. The full story is posted at sarnianewstoday.ca. A drug trafficking investigation has led to charges being laid against three people. Members of different OPP branches and Sarnia Police searched two homes in Sarnia and Corunna last Friday. Police seized suspected fentanyl and cocaine, along with paraphernalia and cash valued at close to $22,000. A 33-year-old Corunna man and two Toronto men in their 30s were arrested. All have been released with future court dates. The province is projecting a deficit of $4.5 billion in 2023-2024. Finance Minister Peter Bethenfalvy released Ontario's third quarter finances yesterday. He says the projected deficit is an improvement of $1.1 billion compared to the outlook tabled in November.
This improvement to the deficit is primarily due to increased revenue and lower interest on debt expense. We are in a good fiscal position while continuing to build infrastructure that we need now and for the future.
The government plans to provide its next update by March 31st as part of the 2024 budget. A recent survey suggests Canadians are stressed out about the economy and have little faith in politicians or governments to fix the big problems. According to the annual CanTrust Index, two-thirds of respondents reported high levels of economic anxiety. Less than one in four people surveyed said they had faith in any level of government to make housing more affordable, and only about one-third trust government to manage the immigration system. And bakers are busy at Sarnia's Global Donuts and Deli. The London Line Bakery expects to make thousands of punchkis for Shrove Tuesday. Owner Gus Pantazis anticipates that they will make about 1,500 dozens of the sweet treats.
We figure we'll go through about 60 bags of 50-pound flours. Sugar, well, I'd say about 10 bags of sugar and a lot of eggs.
Punchkis are eaten as part of the Shrove Tuesday feast in advance of 40 days of Lent, which begins tomorrow. Increasing cloudiness today with a slight chance of flurries. Gusty northwest winds, a high of 2. Partly cloudy with a slight chance of flurries tonight, a low of minus 6. Mix of sun and cloud tomorrow. Slight chance of flurries, a high of plus 1. Cloudy Thursday, slight chance of flurries or showers, also a high of plus 1.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.